Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Jesus called us to be part of a team, a family. Being a Christian is not a solo sport. So in today's gospel, Jesus sent out his disciples two by two. In our first reading, Naaman left his country to get the help he needed from others. And in our second reading, Paul sounded a bit frantic in his encouragement to the Galatians. Do not grow weary. Do not give up. Work for the good of all. Today is Independence Day. But actually, the word independence is not the goal Jesus had in mind for his disciples. Jesus wanted his followers to know God as a father, and that we are one family, brothers and sisters of one another. We might want to be independent. In fact, we proudly celebrate the birth of our nation as Independence Day. But in Christian terms, we are meant to be interdependent, striving for harmony and unity in our diversity. But independence has been put forth by our society as something to go for. So witness some of the slogans of advertising. From the car company Saab, the message is, find your own road. Burger King entices us to buy their hamburgers by implying there is nothing quite like one of their burgers when they say, sometimes you gotta break the rules. As if all the other hamburger chains are making their burgers in a tired, boring way. And how about the shoe company Nike that reduces the goal of independence to three words? Just do it. Levi Jeans has always attempted to project that their denim pants will be like no other. Therefore, you will be like no one else if you wear them. For Levi's slogan, there was no one way to do it. And a few years ago, Toyota sounded like a new era of life was dawning on humanity when Toyota proclaimed, the line has been crossed, the revolutionary Supra. As if to drive the Supra puts you into another reality. Advertisers want us to believe that when we eat or wear or drive their product, we will have become a totally unique, superior individual, independent and free of the ordinary, boring, everyday, and humdrum. The glitzy world of advertising tries to entice us that believing in their product has what it takes to save us from ourselves. Yet most advertising is countercultural to the world of being a Christian. How different the life of a Christian is meant to be. We are not meant to just do it on our own. We are meant to put on the mind of Christ, to discern the will of God for us. Believe that the Spirit of Jesus is in us and get out there and heal, teach, love, pray, and forgive in His name. Not on our own, but with the power of God doing more than we could ask or imagine. How truly countercultural we are meant to be. The Christian countercultural way began when Jesus, like Burger King, broke the rules and healed on the Sabbath. Jesus was fired up with his sense of mission and passed that passion on to his disciples. Jesus had his own boot camp. He preached, healed, prayed, and taught in front of them. There was too much that needed to be done. Jesus had come to launch a new era. But instead of supplying his disciples with a great car, great baggage, a great credit card for meals on the road, Jesus sent his followers out with nothing, not even a bottle of Gatorade or trail mix or sunblock. He sent them out two by two, only with the power of his name. They went all in different directions, no GPS navigation, and he simply said to them, "Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road." In other words, trust God and trust the goodness of others. Keep on track. Stay focused on your mission. And spread peace to those who will receive it and ignore those who don't. That was the urgency in Jesus. People needed help, needed to be healed and comforted. Is it any different today? The needs of us are just as great. In fact, they feel insurmountable at times. And there are more of us. So are you willing to get out there and tell others about the power of Jesus Christ? Well, let me share with you the missionary endeavors of a 5-year-old who was telling her friend about Jesus. The 5-year-old told her friend that if she believed in Jesus and prayed, he would bless her, and when she died, she would go to heaven. Her friend was convinced and prayed. Then the friend of the 5-year-old, who had just prayed, turned and said, "Will my mommy be in heaven too?" The 5-year-old said to her friend, "Yeah, if she believes in Jesus. But if you don't want her there, don't tell her about Jesus." The 5-year-old doesn't quite have it right. It is not just about believing. It is also about doing the work of Jesus. At the heart of the ministry is service. He sent his followers out, and he sends us out to serve. Our Jesus said radical things like the last shall be first and the first last. It is the opposite of our culture's slogan. Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Now in 1983, the great North American race, which is a cross-country race of pre-World War II cars, was launched with a motto, "To finish is to win." Now remember, this race was with pre-World War II cars. And so to honor the slogan, "To finish is to win," $25,000 was set aside from the $250,000 prize money to the driver of the oldest car to complete the race. So in 1983, 2 days before the inaugural race ended, it appeared that a Dr. Robert Fewson, in his 1912 American LaFrance fire truck, would earn the prize for the oldest car across the finish line. His closest competitor, Tom Lester, in a 1909 Mercedes, had just been towed to an overnight stop. Instead of going to sleep that night and turning out the lights on Lester, Dr. Fewson spent the night helping Tom repair the Mercedes. The next morning, Lester and his car started on time, and they went on to collect the oldest car trophy and money instead of Dr. Fuson. When asked to explain why he had assisted his competitor, Dr. Fuson replied, "Taking home the trophy would have been a victory for me, but helping him finish was a victory for all of us." That is radical Christian virtue. Jesus spoke radically. "The greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. I am among you as one who serves." Jesus' teachings are countercultural. We are called to love without distinction, to love our neighbors as ourselves. Yes, there are times when we want to seem to go it alone, times when we don't want people to know how we're really feeling, times when we think it is better to just not say anything or do anything. Maybe things will get better on their own. But keeping things to ourselves, not being open and honest when we really could use some support, isolates us from the care of community. When the going gets tough, reach out. A Christian needs spiritual support. The Spirit of our God outlasts even an energizer battery and keeps going and going and going. Paul said to the Galatians, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right. Do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially those of the family of faith." Today, we welcome a new member into our Christian family of faith, 3-year-old Barrett Draper von Herbeleth. We normally celebrate baptisms on 4 designated times of the year: the night of Easter Vigil, the day of Pentecost, around All Saints' Day, and the feast of the baptism of our Lord. Today is not one of those 4 days, but we are baptizing Barrett because Barrett's daddy, who is a Marine, is being shipped out to Afghanistan within the next 40 days. So we come together on this Independence Day, singing patriotic songs to celebrate our American spirit. We come together celebrating our Christian heritage, our gift of God through baptism. We pray for your safety, Brian. And as we do each Sunday, we will pray for all who served in our armed and foreign services. May each of us feel a Christian interdependence today on God's grace and the support of a Christian community every step of the way. Let us not grow weary, not give up, and work for the good of all. Amen.